Texas and a graduate.
It's time to look in the mirror, America. Do you like what you see?
I keep referring to Obama as the magic Negro.
Do you like what you see now?
Well, suck on this.
It's just a mirror, America.
Shared sacrifice by everybody.
What could it do to you except reflect your image?
I did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport.
The Majority Report.
Far more credible to me than PBS and Frontline.
The Majority Report with Sam Cedar.
And I get the feeling you've been cheated.
It is Tuesday, May 1st, 2012. My name is Sam Cedar, and this is the Majority Report. We are broadcasting live-ish, probably to tape, in the midst of Bryant Park on May Day. We've just been walking by a march that's leaving Bryant Park. Bryant Park is full of, I don't know how many people are here. Matt, how many people here?
It's got to be, I don't know, maybe 500, maybe more.
Yeah, no, it's tough to tell. A lot of people are leaving the park and heading out for random protests. I'm standing in front of a Bryant Park Tai Chi classes sign. Not a lot of Tai Chi here. I'm now on the steps of Bryant Park, right by the fountain, and this is the focal point, at least for the marches that are taking place today, and people are leaving from Bryant Park to head out. To give the sound quality, we're doing our best here, and just walking through the park, I mean, there's just tons of people here, and all sorts of signs, people looking to hook up with other people, and wow, kids, I'm seeing a couple of anonymous masks, and a lot of librarians speak truth to power. There's a press table over here. We're going to try and suss out some folks. A decent police presence, but not terribly overwhelming. I think most of the actions are taking place outside of the park, and I imagine the police are there. We've just heard reports of mass arrests at 40th and Park Avenue. We are, for those people who are not familiar with the area, we're at 40th and 6th Avenue, right behind the New York Public Library. This is Bryant Park, and there have been marches that have been leaving here. It is now about, what time is it, about 12 o'clock or so?
12:15.
12:15, and there have been marches that have been leaving here since about 9 a.m. There's a ton of folks here. The rain stopped about an hour or so ago. It was raining this morning when we woke up in New York City, and I suspect that delayed people from coming out, but they're here now, and there's just massive amounts of press trucks. There are throngs of people, and like I say, there are marches that seem to be leaving here sporadically. We've already heard reports of protests in front of Bank of America, in front of Chase.
One thing I noticed is that there's a lot of press here. I mean, I haven't seen this amount of press covering an Occupy event since probably Zuccotti Park. I mean, I see trucks completely surrounding the park, like CNN, etc. And there's a lot of, like, you know, I think I've seen, like, RTV and, like, different Spanish networks. It's pretty interesting.
And I see a lady who's got a sign that says, "Liberalism is a mental disorder," quoting Michael Savage. I think I'm going to have to ask her a question. I mean, I hate for this to be the first person we talk to, but this will be it. Hold on for 1 second. Hi, ma'am, can I ask you a couple of questions?
Yeah, sure, go ahead. Where you come from? Majority FM. Are you radio?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, hi.
Hi, how are you? Now, tell me what your sign says.
Is this book by Michael Savage? You know, conservative talk show host Michael Savage?
Culture horse?
Huh?
I'm sorry, culture horse, did you say?
Michael Savage?
Yes.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Can you read?
Yeah, I can read, but it's radio, so I wanted you to tell us what it says.
What it says? I cannot tell you what book says. You got to read it.
Okay, it says liberalism is a mental disorder.
Yeah, Michael Savage.
Yes. And well, what are your thoughts about that?
I think he's right.
Oh, okay.
Why is that? I'm his listener. I cannot tell you right now because I got to go around. And I don't give free interviews, by the way. I'm a journalist. I'm better than you.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes, you're doing a great job. I didn't have time to throw out the "it takes one to know one" in terms of mental disorder, but
I see the Statue of Liberty puppet over there.
Yeah, there's a massive Statue of Liberty puppet. There are Occupy Wall Street banners, and there are tons of people here. Let's go over. I'm just trying to give you folks a sense of what's going on. Hopefully, we'll get it. We'll get some good interviews. But I'm just trying to give you a sense as we walk through the Bryant Park. It's packed with people and a ton of press, just a real ton of press. Hey, do you mind if I interview? No.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Just going up to random people, asking them why they're here. And let's walk around. There's an Occupy journal. Why don't you grab one of those, Matt? And Matt loves his Occupy journal. You didn't get it. All right, let's take a walk around and see what we got. There's a lot of booths here as well. We're walking by the massive Statue of Liberty poster. I guess. I don't know. I guess you'd call it a puppet. And there's Occupy Catholics. They're doing foot washing and free socks. Insatiable is not sustainable. One of the signs up here. And the sound you're hearing now is we're walking by the fountain. And a lot of young people. Oh, good. There's Jesse LeGrec. We'll go over and we'll say hello to him. Jesse, you got a minute?
Hey, absolutely.
Nice to see you.
An absolute pleasure.
How's it going? Here. Hey, why don't you hang on to this?
Got my hands full.
I understand. Jesse's decked out.
Hey, what's up, brother?
How you doing? Jesse LeGrec, people, of course. Ministry of Truth?
Yeah.
Daily Coast, and now you're all over the place.
Yeah, I'm staying busy. There's work to be done, so I'm glad to do my little part, you know?
What have you been here long? What have you been involved in today?
I've been running around all day. I got down here maybe about a half an hour or so ago. So I'm hoping to engage in some of the marches and keep up with things. I just found out I was on a WNYC with David Graeber and Brian Lehrer. David had mentioned that there are like 30 or 40 moving picket lines throughout the city.
That's right.
Yeah, and I get astounded by this because it's things that I didn't know were going on. So it says that there's a lot of people working on the ground to get things done. That's encouraging, you know?
And it seems very decentralized. I mean, in some ways, this is... This is almost the inverse of what was happening at Zuccotti, insofar as Zuccotti was sort of centralized, at least in terms of a location. And today what's happening, this seems just to be a launching pad. I've already seen at least one march lead from here. I've heard reports of marches heading up both north, south, east, and west. And it's basically, I guess, a new phase.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the beautiful thing is that the idea is what inspires. And I think we're all kind of fighting for the same idea. Whether you have one demand or another, the same idea of fairness, of equality, which is a numerous enumerated in our Constitution. The problem is we don't have income equality by any sense of the means. The average working person is suffering like they haven't for decades now, and the rich are richer than ever. This is a problem not just for the well-being of our economy, but also for the nature of our democracy, as Stephen Colbert so wisely said when he gave David Koch a little joke in his face, you know?
Yeah, that was from the Time magazine. I guess they were giving out awards.
Yeah, he said that David Koch had left Wisconsin in his other coat pocket. I thought that was pretty appropriate.
And so it's a full day of stuff, and soon I guess the guitar meet will be assembling soon, which is going to be pretty exciting. And the rain held off. That obviously makes a big difference. Now, are you based in New York or?
I live in Queens.
Popping up. All right. Beautiful.
And I do a lot of traveling just because I love it. To me, the nice part of traveling is not only do you get to see what people are really going through on the ground when you're not in the cocoon of New York or in the Beltway or somewhere else, but it's also, I love my country. I like seeing different places. So to me, it's an honor, you know?
Have you seen any, I assume you've been visiting different Occupies, continuing since probably the last time we spoke, which was several months ago. What has struck you in your travels?
Everybody's got the same problem. I was down in like Kentucky, like Lexington, and then in Canton, Ohio, I think it was. And the problems are exactly the same. People are crushed under massive student debt. Their wages are stagnant. The cost of living is ever increasing. And we're taking on a phenomenal amount of debt in order to survive. When that debt bubble explodes, we bail out the financial institutions, and the people who are driven into debt are like, oh, you know what? You're lazy. Work harder. There's a reason these guys talk like slave drivers. It's because that's their vision for America. You work until you die. And if you don't have insurance, then please die quickly. And to me, it's not ridiculous to say that the system is broken. What are the proposals to fix it? If the answer is to shovel more money into the hands of the people who are already wealthy at the expense of every program that everybody else in America depends upon, yeah, we should march. We should do a little bit more to march. We should demand democracy.
Yeah, and hopefully this is just the beginning of, I guess, the second phase. Or third phrase, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the exact scorecard.
It's an organism, so it continues to evolve.
Exactly. All right, well, hopefully we can catch up with you a little bit later. Do you have any idea what you're going to be doing next?
I'm probably going to stay with this crowd until it marches. I was invited on a couple shows later on tonight, so I'm trying to make my time available to everybody because to me it's important that we talk about the bigger issues. And the issue is not the deficit or some cockamamie nonsense that bond traders are concerned about. The issue is average working class people are suffering, and it's our job to help them.
All right, I got to ask you. I'm sure you've been asked 100 times. How did you get in the habit of wearing the Union hat?
It's a funny story. My friend Micah is going into the Army. He's from Georgia. We used to share a place, and we rib each other a lot, you know, me for New York and him for the South. And one day, a guy gave him his hat before he was going off to service. So he gave it to me like, oh, you're a Yankee. Go ahead. Southern, you know, whatever. So I wound up wearing it down to Zuccotti originally just as, like, wingnut bait is what I call it.
Yeah.
Like, they like silly historical hats, and they're totally illiterate when it comes to basic history. I like the idea of unions. My favorite part is the United States of America. We tried a small, weak federal government. It was called the Articles of Confederation. Didn't work out so good. And then those same people betrayed the country and had this massive war you might have heard of. They haven't been the party of Lincoln since Lincoln. And I find it astoundingly ignorant that those people simultaneously waved the Confederate flag. So I'm here to remind them, we won. It's over. Get used to it.
Great. Jesse LaGreca, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Pleasure as always, brother.
All right, folks. Jesse LaGreca, we should let's step away from the fountain. We've got Occupy Poetry Corner going on right in front of us. We've got people with music and a lot of guitars getting ready for the guitar meet. I was on Dylan Radigan's program yesterday. Had a chance to meet Tom Morello. I think we interviewed him back in the Majority Report days, but that was probably via phone. Very nice guy, and was definitely excited about the prospect of forming one of his, I guess, his largest band. And he's been in some fairly good-sized bands. So we'll continue to walk around here and just get a sense of Occupy Northern Dutchess, that being Northern Dutchess County. We're walking by now a seems to be sort of a booth area. Oh, and there's see Jeff Smith. Where is he walking the other way? He just walked the other way.
Closer?
I don't know what happened.
Occupy this album poster?
Oh, great.
Occupy Wall Street Benefit album?
Fantastic.
You want it?
Yeah. Actually, would you give it to him? I get both my hands full.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Tell you about Occupy this album?
Yeah.
Sure. Occupy this album. It drops on May 15th. It's Occupy Wall Street Benefit album. And 100% of proceeds go directly to the Occupy Wall Street movement. You have people on it, every single artist on it donated all of their tracks. You have people like Crosby and Nash, Jackson Brown, Joan Baez, Steve Earle, Tom Morello, Immortal Technique, Patti Smith, Our Lady Peace, Anti-Flag, Amanda Palmer. And in addition to those folks...
Is that it?
99 artists.
Wow. Oh, there you go.
99 artists. So Mogwai, Uncle... Thievery Corporation. But in addition to these people, you also have people that were in Zuccotti Park and playing in Zuccotti Park, some people that were homeless playing in Zuccotti Park, all the way to, you know, people that are just about to be signed or hoping to be signed one day, and just people that have the hopes and dreams. So it's, you know, it's a great album. Our main goal for this album really is, first of all, to raise funds, but in addition to that, really to reinvigorate protest music in this country, to bring truth back to music. And really, one of my biggest goals is to reinvigorate the '60s, reinvigorate you know, my parents with this music, and really, you know, kind of touch their hearts again with new music that the people that they liked, the baby boomers, were in love with, and hopefully that music will touch them again and want to, you know, encourage them to bring them out here with us.
How did you end up getting involved in it?
I was walking around Occupy Wall Street on September 20th, third day of Occupy Wall Street, and I saw an artist on the stairs of Zuccotti Park named Matt Pless. I got into a conversation with him. I heard his lyrics. He's the best lyricist that I've ever heard in my entire life, and this is coming from a very long time musician. And I walked away from him. I asked him for his card. He wrote his name down on a piece of paper, a small piece of paper with magic marker. And for me to walk away from this guy that I thought was absolutely amazing, and the only way that I have to contact him is with a magic marker on a small piece of paper, to me that's wrong, because everybody should be hearing his music. There's such truth in his music. And there's such truth in, after that, I discovered there's such truth in so many people's music that I had to have that heard. So I said, let me make a compilation album of Occupiers, but who's going to buy that, right? So I said, well, let me make a compilation album with Occupiers, and let me see if I can get some stars involved and that are socially conscious musicians, and we did, and it's been a wonderful ride.
That's pretty amazing to get something like that together.
Did you have 99 artists in 6 months.
Wow.
Four disc set.
Now, do you have relationships with any of these people? Or
But prior to doing the album, I'd actually never been in the music industry. I'm simply an artist who's played at a couple of coffee shops here and there, recorded some of my own stuff, but other than that, I had zero contacts in the music industry. I knew nobody whatsoever, and I just kind of, you know, tried to network my butt off for the past 6 months, and met a lot of amazing people that certainly helped me through the process.
That's amazing. What's your name?
My name is Jason Samuel.
Jason, well, it was great talking to you.
Thank you.
And good luck with it. It comes out May 15th?
Come out May 15th, and we have the record release party on May 8th at the City Winery, where you can actually see Michael Moore sing.
Wow.
Being backed up by Tom Chapin and Dave Drywitz, Kevin Twigg, and David Amram, along with Nancy Griffith, will be there. There'll also be some other special guests, as well as Matt Pless, Global Block, and a number of other amazing artists.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
All right, well, is there a website that people can go to?
www.music4, spelled out, F-O-R, occupy.org.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Good luck with it.
Take care.
And here's Jeff Smith. Hey, Jeff.
What's up?
What's going on? Tell us what's your day been like so far? It's noon. We're I guess maybe closer to 12:30 at this point. We're sitting by the fountain in Bryant Park, just far enough away so that the water doesn't destroy my equipment. And what have you been doing so far?
I've been out here mainly in Bryant Park since about 8 a.m. And since then, they've been radiating out in various picket lines. And so we went out and protested across the street over there at Bank of America, and then headed down to the office of John Paulson, the hedge fund, famed hedge fund billionaire, and we protested outside of his office on
Did he send out cookies or anything like that? Did you get
No
refreshments?
You know, and from there we hit, you know, Chase Bank, a few other banks. So it's been a little bit of a slow rollout just because of the weather and the rain. But I think as it's, you know, you can feel it starting to burn off now. I think there'll be an increased energy. But as of right now, I mean, you know, here in Bryant Park in the middle of the day, there's, you know, upwards of probably 300-400 people here.
Yeah, I would
say, at least. You know, spirits are high, and it sort of feels like a little bit of a mini occupation going on in Bryant Park.
Yeah. Now, is Bryant Park permitted for this? I mean, people are setting up booths and stuff like that, or is Bryant Park permitted? I know there are Union Square is going to be permitted, I think, at one point today. There are a couple of marches that are going to be permitted. Are we permitted here, or?
This is not a permanent event. We've done other events that were not permitted where we staged in Bryant Park and it went okay. So I think they're okay with us using the space in this way. So far, really, I mean, there have been a few instances where the marches tried to take the streets this morning and the police, you know, were pretty aggressive pushing us out of the street. Uh-huh. So that's really been the only issue so far. But for the Union Square event, that is permitted. And I think because there's a concert, that it will, you know, draw a much bigger crowd on some level. And then the march from there is also permitted down to Wall Street. So I think you're going to see, you know, what will hopefully be upwards of 10,000 people walking through the streets. And, you know, I mean, in a lot of ways, this feels a lot like the other major actions that we've done on a certain day that have taken the whole day. And they generally build moving towards the evening.
Right. And it really, I mean, the interesting thing that strikes me is that this is, there's so much seems to be going on across the city. I mean, smaller protests, 50, 100 people, but already I've been hearing reports of, like, and you've been to a couple of them already, you know, almost a half dozen different protests taking place across the city.
For sure, and even the stuff that's going on now in the outer boroughs, there's a big student walkout happening in Brooklyn. That should actually be going on right now. There was a march over the Williamsburg Bridge, which we actually saw some police head out from here on a phalanx, including an NYPD bus speeding east on 42nd Street. And so I think they went to head them off at the bridge. But I think what's going on here, it really points to the local aspect of these actions and the fact that when you're in someone's neighborhood and you're dealing with the people that live there, it has a different sort of mode of outreach. And I think people start to identify a little bit more with what they're doing here than thinking of it as just, you know, one universal overarching encampment or protest. There's many different things that we are talking about on this day.
And I wanted to give people an update because Milo was, my daughter, was very happy to hear this. But the charges against you stemming from arrests that happened, I guess it was in what's it, that atrium? What was it?
It was in the Winter Garden on December 12th.
And they've been dropped.
They have been dropped. It's still now pending on the level of a violation. So the worst fine I could face is $120. But still, I'm going to go to court and fight it. And, you know, I want to see a jury convict me of standing in a public atrium trying to live tweet and film.
Yeah, we got to be very careful about that live tweeting. And just for full disclosure, I received a violation back in the day for riding my bike through a red light.
Is that right?
Yes, I did. So I think I just paid the fine. But I didn't have there was really nothing else behind it. I deserved it, frankly.
Okay. So how many hours in jail did you spend behind that one?
It was a while back, but I'm pretty sure none. Okay. It was just on a bike, and I got pulled over by a van. And so aside from the sort of just bizarreness of being on a bicycle, being pulled over by a van full of policemen, that was basically it.
I see.
Yeah, so. For some reason I didn't have to spend any time in jail. But, you know, in my defense, I was not tweeting at the time. So, you know, that they didn't have that technology. So
they didn't. And there's actually, if you saw yesterday, there's a new lawsuit that came out in response to this police action. And John Neffel, one of the people arrested on the same day I was, is one of the plaintiffs.
He's one of the plaintiffs. I know there were four city council people who are
exactly
plaintiffs.
Exactly. It's Rodriguez, Idonis Rodriguez et al. Versus Winsky et al.
And part of that, one of the things that came out of that was the filing of that suit, was the charge that Time Magazine had pulled one of the photos of one of those council members being arrested and basically having their face shoved into the ground.
Correct.
At behest of, I guess, the Bloomberg administration.
That's what was reported, that the photo appeared online, the photo of Adonis Rodriguez with his head, you know, under some guy's knee on the ground, and a couple of hours later that picture disappeared. And it
yeah,
was revealed.
That's, there's no news value in a picture like that. You see city council people of one of the biggest cities in the country getting their head squashed all the time for marching on the street.
No, but I think it's, you know, it points to the whole issue of the fact that the city has really used its clout to not only heavy hand protesters, but journalists.
Yeah, and I think it also shows just sort of the incredible lack of integrity that a major news outlet in this country, if a major news outlet in this country doesn't have the ability to run a photo online of something that took place in public, it really begs the question, what else are they withholding from us at the behest of government officials? I mean, there's no national security issue, I think, with the idea of a city councilman being the subject of police brutality. So it really boggles the mind to give people a good sense of just how much our media today is telling us or is allowed to tell us, or feels that they have license to tell us the truth of what's going on.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I mean, I think for a while it seemed like Bloomberg was trying to play both sides of the fence and act like he supported the protesters' right to be out there, but, you know, businesses and other people are on this side. And he played it both ways for a long time, but it seems like for the last few months he's just gone, like, he's turned into Nixon or something. Just, you know, the duplicity.
I think in the back of his head that Americans elect is still out there. And so he's hoping that maybe somehow he'll find himself on a ticket. That's my guess. But
he's going to hitch his wagon to Tom Friedman and see if they can pull it over that hill.
Exactly. All right, Jeff, we're going to continue to walk around. If there's there's anybody here that you think we should be talking to, I know a lot of people have headed out on marches, and somewhere around here, Tom Morello should be starting his band practice. The guitar me should be starting to practice. And I see a couple of people with guitars. I imagine they would be keyed into when he shows up. But we're going to continue to walk around. Keep an eye out for us, and hopefully
okay.
Run into a couple of people or join us as we walk around. I'm just trying to give people a sense of what's going on here. And, of course, you know, simultaneously, there are marches happening that have emanated from out of here. I know that there was reports of people being arrested on Park Avenue. Nice place to get arrested, I guess, if you're going to do it. Park Avenue, one of the more posh neighborhoods around here.
Tyler, you want this?
Yeah.
His name is Amin Hussein.
Amin.
Oh,
Amin,
yeah,
can I
ask
get a word with you? Friend, hey, yeah. What are you handing out there?
Title.
Well, tell us about it.
Title is the Theory and Strategy magazine for OWS. It's one of them. You know, this movement is about process and horizontal conversation that's on an ongoing basis because we have different viewpoints, and that's part of the culture that we're developing. So we thought a periodical that comes out every 2 or 3 months that kind of forecasts the issues that are happening in the movement or that we'll be facing and how we can articulate it. So it's inward facing and it's outward facing. It's for occupiers, actual or potential. It's meant to be given out in the street. It's meant to be accessible to most people. We're getting it translated into Spanish. This is the second issue, and the third issue will be out in July. It's also available for free by download from OccupyTheory.org.
OccupyTheory.org. And how did you, tell me your name?
Amin Hussein.
Okay, and how did you come to show up at Occupy? I mean,
Well, I was in the West Bank in Ramallah in December when the stuff was happening in Tunisia.
Uh-huh.
Came back here. I was in Brooklyn. Friends of mine are artists, the 16 Beaver, and we were looking at austerity measures and what was happening around the world. And, you know, we're like, well, you know, can something happen here? And really, we're just like, well, you know, Tunisia is a dictatorship. You know, Egypt is also a dictatorship. Like, really, what's the relevance? But then we saw what was happening in Greece. and there's a democracy, and then what's happening in Spain, and like there's a European country. And it's just like, so it is possible in a developed economy. And I think that's the crisis that we're in, right? It's like a crisis of capitalism. So we started having these general assemblies on August 2nd every week. And Adbusters had called for September 17, and we were just like, well, they're not organizing, so let's have general assemblies in preparation. And that's when September 17th, we just had a core group of people that could facilitate the conversations that people had, and they decided to stay there.
And when did you decide to start publishing Tidal?
Early on in November, because you can't have radical action without radical thought. And there's a lot of beautiful ideas, and what kind of connects us together is the moment and the crisis. And it's these sharing of ideas where there isn't a meta-narrative, where you can be, you know, the hell with left, right, and center, the hell with Democrat, Republican. Like, those are not the categories that we should be engaging, you and me, with each other and building people power. So then what is? Well, people have been thinking a lot about this. Then there are people in the streets. Okay, let's have a conversation with them. Those general assemblies, let Tidal be a general assembly of many, and let it help people frame the conversation if they so choose, or frame it in a different way.
Tell me a little bit about your experience in Ramallah. How long were you there?
Me as a person, I mean, I was raised there. So okay. I came here when I was 18. I was born, I mean, I was raised in the first Palestinian uprising, so I was active in, you know, in organized resistance there, which is very different than what we have
right
here. But it does have the same feeling, right, that anything is possible, and that there are, I mean, you know, I showed, like, the reason why there are similarities with the rest of the world right now is because I feel governments aren't being responsive to the will of the people. I don't know if that's democracy or that's a republic or whatever, but I do know people, right? Whatever represents them should be responsive to their will, and they're not right now. And I think there's a direct correlation, inverse correlation. The more people on the street, the less legitimate the government.
Interesting. And so it's just a matter of outreaching. And what creates that first bridge with the people who may be walking by here today and see what's going on with some, you know, vague awareness of Occupy? But what are the mechanisms that create that first bridge?
Personal contact. You have to feel this. It is transformative. And that's why they won't let us have public spaces. These are our public spaces. Yet we can't have them. We can't have them because of the nature of the conversation and the nature of the relationships that we're developing, because these are cracks in capitalism. I'm giving people a journal that could sell for $10. Even looks like the New Yorker, right? And I'm not asking for anything, right? And it's in that relationship that we develop on the street that people begin to recognize that we are actually living in an illusion. And this is the reality that we could be a part of.
It's fascinating stuff. Well, good luck to you. And again, the site that people can get that online?
OccupyTheory.org.
OccupyTheory.org. Well, thanks very much. I'd love to have you on the program to talk to you more about it. That was great. I had not heard of that magazine, and I guess is it the third edition, the second or third edition?
This is the second edition. And they were all funded just with a Kickstarter online. And it's a really beautiful magazine. I encourage everyone to check out the website and print out the PDF.
Great. All right. And there's your buddy that from the awareness experiment. We go check him out. But
yeah.
Amin
is also an attorney, by the way, in New York. That's his profession. Yeah.
Oh, and is he doing well? I guess I should have asked him that question, but I'll have him back on.
And I believe it was the eviction of Zuccotti Park. He actually had his shoulder broken by the police as they violently.
Oh, really?
You know, and so he's had surgery recently on that to fix it. But
wow, he looks like he's doing okay, all things considered. There seems to be, a trickling in of more people as we sit here, and a lot of press out today too, which is good, I guess, for the movement. More coverage. We're going to continue to walk around, and it really is. There's a great feeling here. You get people just sort of getting in bunches of people and talking. There's a lot of conversation, a lot of people milling around, checking out what's happening. All sorts of... One guy with a China Daily over there. So there's all sorts of... And there's a guy with a press pass walking around. Asking a question. Hey, can I ask you a question?
What's that?
Hi. What news outlet has you?
I'm not going to do an interview, man. Sorry.
Oh. All right.
I'll chat with you if you just want to chat, but I'm not going to do an interview.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, can't hurt her. Can't hurt to ask.
Right.
There you go. No, I can't. I can't stop. I can't stop at the moment. What are you going to do? We'll catch up with him. Let's see. We got a free Chicago bus trips from 99.
Chicago.
Yeah, all right. Well, what are you guys, what are you handing out there?
Free bus trip to Chicago.
For the pro...
Well, NATO's going to be there, and the People's Summit is going to be there.
And it's leaving New York City. Well, tell us the details. So we're,
sure.
It's an audio show.
Okay, yep, audio only. The website is 99solidarity.net.
And
it's a free bus trip to Chicago. The buses are free. There's going to be Wi-Fi and movies on the buses, food on the buses. They're setting up housing. I know some of the churches are getting involved with space. I have been told that some of the churches are going to be allowing camping on their sites. There's also hostels that are pretty affordable.
Who's sponsoring the bus trip?
This happens to be 99 Solidarity, which is an affinity group of Occupy Wall Street.
And
but I know there's going to be other trips, too. This is just
National
one.
Nurses Union is also with it, and they're a very large, actually radical union.
Yeah.
And occupiers are coming from all over the country, being bused in Midwest, Northeast, West Coast. The main focus will be the People's Summit on the 18th. The numbers for that are expected to be in the tens of thousands. And on the 20th, we're going to protest at NATO.
And what's going to happen at the People's Summit? I mean, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, there's going to be a gathering at the Sheraton in Chicago. The exact details are on the website. We're going to march to Daley Plaza, and there's going to be a rally. Tom Morello's going to be there.
Right.
A lot of other performers and speakers and things like that. So more of an organized day of rallying, and then on the 20th will be a protest against NATO.
Great. All right. Well, thanks. Good luck
with
it. And I'm sorry. Give me that website one more time.
99solidarity.net.
All right. Thank you very much. And so you can see that, you know, people are connecting with other folks here, and they're you can get, there seems to be free food. All right. We're going to get away from the fountain just for sound quality purposes. And head over. Let's see. And so I just you know, walking around. It's May Day, folks, and I shouldn't even be working right now. So if we have momentary lulls in the interviews,
this is a good time to say, if you're not a member, please become a member. We are working today for you.
That's right. Thank you, Matt. You can see that my extensive training is now kicking in. And, you know, our live capacity today was spotty. And so most of you, if not all of you, will hear this on as a podcast, as you usually do. But it is your donations that make it possible for us to upgrade our equipment so that we don't have loose wires, so that we get better connectivity. Let's head over. Let's head over there. We'll wander back and see what's going on. There's. You want to grab one of those? Tell me, what is that? What is that?
Occuprint.
Occuprint.
Yep.
And tell me a little bit about it.
It's a compilation of different writings, some like manifestos or just like life accounts from strikes, historical moments of strike.
Oh, great. And so it gives a sort of a historical context of what may be happening here. How did you decide to get involved in this?
I'm just helping a friend. We're all helping each other.
All right.
That's what it is. That's how it goes.
And have you been coming down to Occupy protests for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks. Not everybody is likes to talk into a microphone as much as I do, apparently. And there's all sorts of pamphlets being handed out, all sorts of writing.
Be quiet here. There's meditation.
Okay. Yes. All right. Why don't you
be very quiet?
All right. Yes, we're heading over to a
It looks like it's a group of I guess with a meditation group with Occupy.
Yeah. There's about I'd say about 25 people who are in a circle, and they're meditating. And they've got a couple of signs up asking people to be quiet. And so we're standing a bit ways off. And some of the signs, quietly determined, OWS meditation, Occupy, and then a heart with a peace sign there. And so, and all of the signs are smartly weatherized. And so they've just done some meditation, and that's it. So there's all sorts of stuff happening around here.
And it's hard to, it's really impossible to cover it all. I mean, we're just in the park.
Right.
This is all happening in the park. And to think that, outside the park there's, pickets going on and marches. I mean, there's a lot going on today, and just not even in just this borough.
Right. That's the interesting thing about this. It's very decentralized in a fashion that we haven't seen to the other. Now, I think seen before now. And I think that as the day progresses, you'll see more and more people assembling together. Forgive me. There are moments where I'm sort of staring off into the distance because there's all sorts of crowds here. We're off to the side now. But there's all sorts of gatherings and crowds, and we're just trying to get a sense of where to head next. But let's go back into the thick of it. Here's another publication. Let's. Why don't you grab a copy of this? Yes, please. And can I ask you a question about it?
I have to go. I'm late.
All right. Where can people find that? Just tell us just quickly.
Where can people find the Occupy Gazette? They can find it at all of the events today, May Day. And then afterwards, we leave it at bookstores, coffee shops. You can also write N+1 directly, and we will get you a copy somehow.
How do people...
N+1mag.com.
N+1mag.com.
Yep, and there will be an email there. But you can also get a PDF on that very same website for
free. Okay, great. That'll be helpful.
Thank you so
I appreciate
much.
It. So, like I say, a lot of different publications. I've mentioned this in the past. A lot of graphic artists seem to be involved in Occupy. Over the years, graphic artists seem to be the first people to lose their jobs. I don't know if it's because they freelance or somehow, but so all of these publications that we're seeing are beautiful. I mean, I'm not having a chance to leaf through them right now, but the covers themselves are incredibly well done, and I guess that's the beauty of the computer age.
I think it also has to do with people don't... A lot of companies maybe do not realize how much design has to go into selling a product. They feel like, that's just an extra something. So that's the first expendable, aspect of things.
Tell me about it. I mean, have you seen the sort of... We've got four different logos for the Majority Report.
Well, once we had the funds, we realized how important it was to upgrade that website, and I think it looks quite beautiful now. And it wouldn't surprise me if that website has helped bring some people to join.
Oh, yes. No, very happy with the website. Website looks great at majority.fm. All right, let's keep walking through here and not get our wires crossed. And all right, we're going to try and walk our way. No, there seems to be some crowd over here, so we're going to walk our way over here. Occupy with Aloha.
There are signs here. Logos, Working Families Party. Sorry?
It seems like he's like the Occupy Honolulu.
Okay, yes.
Occupy Honolulu table.
Oh, yeah. The Occupy Honolulu table. Hold on. Let's go around here.
Three signs. And schedule for today's activities.
Hey, can I ask you a couple of questions? You're from Occupy Honolulu?
Sure, yes.
And did you come into New York?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh.
And what's happening in Occupy Honolulu?
Well, in about an hour and a half, there'll be a solidarity march. The focus in Honolulu is the plight of the Native Hawaiians and how they are becoming increasingly disenfranchised and moved to the peripheries. Many working Hawaiian families are homeless. Meanwhile, luxury condominiums are sprouting up like mushrooms, and they're merely kennels for the rich, many of them unoccupied. Speaking of occupied.
Right. And tell me, over the course of what has been, is there a strong Occupy movement in Hawaii?
It's small but robust and media savvy.
And we should also say that, you know, Hawaii's got some of the best social safety net. And
we're the first state to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment for women, and first state to give the women the right to choice, and very progressive state. Yet, many, many Native Hawaiians are disenfranchised and homeless. And it's atrocious, because you're right, we have a progressive state.
All right, well, this is great. And what do you got here? A bunch of posters that you're...
Yeah, I'm just handing out posters and schedules of today's events, answering general questions, pointing people in the right direction.
What event are you looking forward to the most?
I think it's the Union Square March. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're anticipating a lot of people there?
Yeah, especially since the weather has improved.
Right. Yeah,
but, you know, coming here from 6,000 miles away, it's really inspiring to see the wide rainbow of people's skin and race, and it's just marvelous. And Bryant Park is the gem of New York City.
Yeah, it really is a beautiful park.
A great place to spend May 1st.
All right, folks. Thanks so much. What's your name?
Brad Shields.
Brad, thank you very much.
Aloha.
I appreciate it. And people can check out Occupy Hawaii. Is there a site?
Occupy Honolulu.
OccupyHonolulu.com. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So you have people.
There's an aspect of Occupy you. I don't think we've covered. I haven't heard much about. I mean, it's interesting that they've come here. I mean,
yeah, 6,000 miles, and so people are assembling from across the country, and of course there are actions going on about 100 cities across the country. And I'm passing now. There's a breakfast table, peanut butter, cereal, bread, muffins, all sorts of fruit juices and vegetable juices. And now we've got another booth here with a schedule. There's a and it has its own program for what's going on here. Today at 10 a.m., there was a global scandal skit. A Screen Printers Guild, Woody Guthrie sing-along. Belly dancing took place. We missed that. History and future of mutual aid. The climate apocalypse with cookies. Keep your cool. And then 12, we're anticipating the Guitarmy. Poetry collections. Guerrilla gardening. Yoga. And Crush the Musical. Just want to make sure that we're still recording. If we've peaked at times with the sound, please forgive us. Matt, I know you want to get in there and get one of those. You want to grab that? You know, Matt really enjoys the paraphernalia. It's sort of like, this is, I got to say, being here with Matt is sort of like when I took Mila to Disney World. Just very excited to see some of the Occupy celebrities, as it were. His favorite Occupy personalities. Also, we get to stop at every gift shop. So Matt is getting Matt is getting some paraphernalia right now. I was just saying, Matt, that coming here to Bryant Park with you is sort of like going with Mila to Disney World. you get very excited when you see your favorite Occupy personalities, and then we can stop at every gift shop.
Yeah, and here the gift shop's free.
Yes, that is definitely made it significantly easier. And none of the proceeds, absolutely zero of the proceeds, actually go to Disney. So that makes me much happier. And of course, you can hear, I think there's a drum circle around. We're going to wind our way through the crowd. It's getting denser and denser with people, more people showing up here. And hold on, you know, let's head over here. We'll just listen to some of the drumming that's going on. Give you a little flavor. This guy's always pretty good. Some distance so that we can and people are milling around waiting for the next
I just wanted to ask you to come to the Governor Cuomo's office on Thursday at 12 o'clock. There'll be a large rally in to put some pressure on him to stop fracking in New York State. So we would really love to have some media there.
Great. And
and it's at 12 o'clock on 3rd Avenue and 41st Street.
And have you been involved in the fracking issue? Are you from, you live?
I live in the Lower East Side, and I work with the Lower East Side Coalition to Stop Fracking and United for Action. And now we've created a large coalition of environmental groups called New Yorkers Against Fracking.
And, you know, I think most people don't realize that New York City's water comes from upstate. If you frack up there and poison that water, you basically cut off the water supply for New York City.
Well, what the governor has done is he's joined a group of other governors to protect the area around the Delaware Water Basin, which is what essentially feeds the majority of water into New York City, and has said no fracking in the Utica Shale and in our state parks. But the rest of the state is up for grabs, and he hasn't made a commitment. And New York is a state that has a $50 billion tourist industry. We're the third or fourth largest dairy state in the country. What else? We have a wine industry that is competing with wines around the world. Last night it was an event at the Brooklyn Brewery to let people know that if our water is affected, so is our beer.
Right.
And we have all these local markets, farmers markets around the city. There are hundreds of them. And if they start fracking upstate, nobody's going to want to buy the vegetables and produce from up there.
Exactly. So, all right. And so where can people get more information online?
They can go to United for Action. You can go to New Yorkers Against Fracking. But you can also show up on Thursday at 12 o'clock in front of Governor Cuomo's office and support a ban on fracking.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Hope to see you there.
Yes. I don't know if I'll be able to make it.
The media never makes it anyway.
Well, part of the problem is I do my show at noon. But we'll spread the word. We've just told a bunch of people about it.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it. It's if you folks could see the tremendous amount of frustration I go through whenever we do any type of mobile broadcast or any type of remote broadcast. Well, you'd be shocked that I was out here. And B, I don't know. Maybe you'd tell me I need to be on medication. There's nothing more frustrating for me than my equipment not working when I do a mobile broadcast. I think Matt can...
You know what I'm noticing as we walk around? There's a lot of pride in where they've come from that I did not see, you know, in Zuccotti or elsewhere. I mean, everyone came to Zuccotti and they were just at Occupy Wall Street. I'm seeing today a lot of people holding up signs that say, you know, Occupy, like Northern Dutchess, Occupy Honolulu, Occupy, wherever they came from. There's a lot of people from, I see, like, Occupy, Philadelphia, I saw. I mean, there's just a lot of people who are here from all over, and they're all... Maybe that's one of the benefits that Occupy ended up doing during these months of winter. Got very localized.
Right.
And people, you know, without a centralized location, as like Zuccotti Park was, or whatever the encampments were in the different major cities, people went home to their local, wherever they were, wherever they're from, and they got, you know, their friends involved, their parents involved, neighbors involved, and now you're seeing these different groups come together again.
Right. And flying those colors of their specific Occupy groups. All right, let's continue to walk around a little bit, and you know, let's go down to I don't know, something's going on down there across the other side of the park. Make our way down there, or let's head over to this side, see what's happening over here. People are still huddled around. I cannot find any evidence of the guitar me, which I was hoping to check out. I don't know what that many guitarists sound like when they're rehearsing, but there's, you know, different groups are organizing. It seems like within the park. And we'll work our way over here. We're now sort of on the perimeters of the protest. And, oh, what is it?
The one percenters, I think.
The faux baseball team. I believe they're called the one percenters or something
nice.
Like
oh,
that.
Which definitely
here we go.
Get an interview here. Matt's going to get his camera out.
That's
what is it?
The Tax Dodgers.
Oh, the Tax Dodgers. Oh, all right. Well, let's see if I can get an interview with the... any chance I can get an interview with one of you?
Yeah,
talk to this guy. All right, we'll take how you doing? So you're with the Tax Dodgers.
Yeah, we're the Tax Dodgers, and we're the best team that corporate money can buy.
And do you guys have specific positions? Or?
Well, we have an all-star team full of heavy hitters, Verizon, GE, Bank of America, Pfizer, ExxonMobil, and, of course, our newest player, Apple. We're very proud to have Apple on board as a Tax Dodger now.
Fantastic. And hey, will you just do me a favor, because it's an audio thing, but just tell me what you guys are wearing here. I mean,
we are dressed in head-to-toe in baseball uniforms with our classic Tax Dodgers logo on the front. little 1% numbers for each of us, and blue caps with 1% written on them as well. And, of course, let's not forget, no team is complete without its cheerleaders. Today we have the hula-hooping cheerleader squad, the Loopholes.
The Loopholes, yeah. It's great, the corporate Loopholes. And they are they're wearing classic cheerleader outfits. I notice you guys are all wearing mirrored shades, too.
Well, you know, it's always best if people can look you in the eyes.
Right, right, of course. Fantastic.
There's too much accountability there, and we're not so into that.
And so are you guys going to be marching, heading down to...
We're out here to tell all these people who have some sort of general...
hammies. Yeah. What's going on?
Well, you know, there's some sort of general strike going on, so we're telling all these people that they need to go home or get back to work because they need to pay their taxes so that we don't have to.
Are you guys going to head out onto the field there and do some... shag some flies or fungos?
Well, I think we're supposed to keep off the lawn, and, you know, we play by the rules here.
Of course,
we rig the rules, and we own the refs, but, you know, we follow the law. We just make sure it's written in our favor.
There you go. Well said, the Tax Dodgers. You guys have a website or anything like that? Or
TaxDodgers.net.
TaxDodgers.net. All right, well, good luck this year.
Thank you.
You guys look like you're going to have a great season. See that? See how I play right in? And Matt's going to be taking photos. You're taking photos, right? So we'll have some photos up on the site, the Tax Dodgers and the Loopholes. These are great. There's a Bryant Park reading room here. I don't know why the police aren't tearing that one down. I'm stuck here in the middle of everyone's eye line. So I hope I'm not ruining people's photos. Excuse me. And should we swing around? All right, we'll swing around that way. Let's see if I'm going to have to ruin some more photos. Excuse me. Okay. I got into a couple of people. Pictures. The Tax Dodgers. And... everything seems pretty, mellow. There's a lot of people here, but, the police seem relatively copacetic, and whatever was over there broke up. Although, what's going on over there? Let's go. We'll head over there and check it out. And in the meantime, people are, sitting down at some of the park benches here, some of the tables, eating, checking out what's happening.
Another thing I realized about today is, May 1st, May Day, never really, I mean, I'm 25, and other than, like, in the history books, I don't recall, this being a current day event in America, in the United States, where, people got together and did these type of protests. I mean, you always heard about it elsewhere, and I think this might have, this today could, reinvigorate this day for...
Well, what was interesting, in 2006, there was a massive protest, day without immigrants. And I think to a large extent the corporate media was sort of caught off guard because this was all happening in the Spanish language media in terms of driving it. And so you had literally hundreds of thousands across the country protesting, massive protests in out in California. And all right, so we're going to head over here. I'm not sure. We're now at the other end of the park. Oh, this is, I think, this could be the Guitar Me. I'm not 100% sure. Well, there's a small sort of guitar brigade. Oh, yeah, so there's people all around. This is it. There's a lot of guitarists. And, all right, let's come over here.
Tamarello should be here, I believe.
Yeah. And people are tuning the guitars. And you can hear people singing. Oh, this sounds pretty good. All right, so there's... I'd say... at least 100 guitarists here. Some are on? What's happening?
This guy's the brains behind the whole thing.
Hey, I'm sorry. What's your... What's your...
I planned this whole thing.
Oh. Planned this whole thing.
All by himself. Sitting at home.
I'm sorry. What's your name?
Shit to carry. Goldie.
Goldie. And what's going on here?
This is a Guitar Army, also known as Guitar Me.
And this is the rehearsal, yes?
We're about to march. It's a rehearsal before the march. Yeah.
And where are you guys marching down to?
Down to Union Square. We're going to be playing with Tom Morello and Ben Harper.
Great. And it looks like you got about, I don't know, close to 100 guitarists at least, right? I mean,
Yeah, at least.
I don't know. It's sort of hard to see how many people are carrying guitars.
It's just a sea of guitars.
There's a lot of guitars here. I was just coming over there. All right, David. DeGraw, right? David.
Yep.
And from Amped Status.
Yep.
I didn't recognize you without your suit. Every time I've seen you, you were your
the suit.
Well, you know.
Selling out on TV.
Right,
you know?
Of course. Dave, we've been trying to get you on the program for a while, actually.
I don't give interviews anymore.
Oh, you done?
No, I've gone silent.
Oh, yeah?
No, I'm joking.
Now you were in California for a while, too, right? Did you go back
right,
and forth?
I've been back and forth. My wife's family's in California, so we go out to hang out and occupy LA and stuff like that. So.
All right, well, you know, let's if you got a minute, let's do this. Do our mini interview now because David was. As far as I can tell, the first notion of the 99%, the idea that there was several million people within just a few miles of Wall Street who could come down right. to Wall Street, and you were talking about this in March of last year, I think, as early, or
right.
at least as far as I know. And just tell me the thinking behind that.
Well, it was just what the instance you're talking about. I was talking about people on food stamps. You know, there's almost 50 million people on food stamps, which is an all-time record for Americans. And I was breaking down the statistics, and it was something like 5 million people within a short subway ride or a bus ride to Wall Street. And just, you know, looking at the inequality of wealth, the way really 0.1% has really run off with all the wealth. It's happened over the course of the past generation, of course, but... You know, it's just staggering that, you know, U.S. millionaire households have $46 trillion of wealth. You know, meanwhile, 400 people have as much wealth as half the country, 155 million people. So having inequality like that is just unsustainable. It's insane. Record-breaking poverty, record-breaking profits, record-breaking bonuses on Wall Street, you know, record-breaking number of people without health care insurance. I mean, it's just all the inequality of wealth that drove my thinking to, you know, have people come down to Wall Street.
Do you think that notion that there are so many people who have been really driven into poverty and driven the reason why the food stamps is at an all-time record high is not because the program was expanded in the sense of more people in a vacuum were made eligible. It's that people fell into the parameters of eligibility.
Do you think
that notion of those people coming down, has that been realized yet?
No,
I mean, as far as I can tell, it's been harder to get a lot of those people to come into the city to engage in this protest. It's very hard to reach them in many respects.
Right. I mean, you know, one thing is, you know, there's a third of the people who were in the middle class have fallen out of the middle class over the past 3 years. There's been fascinating studies on it. You know, I mean, the people who fall out of the middle class, they don't necessarily run around saying, hey, you know, I'm broke. You know, there's a stigma attached to it, which I think keeps a lot of people isolated. And certainly with the mainstream media, you know, the mainstream media is great at making people feel isolated, making them feel like, you know, everyone takes it that they failed. You know, it's not that a systemic issue, it's that they failed. So, I mean, it's a lot of overcoming that. But, you know, movements like this, like Occupy Wall Street, it's showing people that, you know, there are other people who are also suffering, and they don't have to suffer in their own isolation, that they can come out and battle for change here, you know. I mean, there's many different ways you can do it. Every purchase you make, you know, moving your money.
Move your money, you know, not work.
There you go. Move it.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of different things people can do. You don't have to protest, but coming out, it helps, as we've seen, it changes public opinion, you know, when people stand up and you know, like our politicians, it's such a broad system. 94% of the time, the candidate who spends the most on their campaign wins the election. So, you know, it's pretty much a rigged game. And so the politicians fear the people who are going to fund their campaigns. Meanwhile, the American public remains passive and silent. So they don't represent the people that they're supposed, their constituency, because they're not raising a ruckus. There's no fear from the American people. They just care about, is Goldman Sachs going to fund my campaign? Is J.P. Morgan going to fund my campaign? So people coming out in the streets narrows that window that politicians can move in. So we're forcing the issue, changing public discourse to where politicians can't get away with just raising money anymore. You know,
right.
I mean, we still got a long way to go. Don't get
right.
me wrong.
Absolutely. And have you? What is your day looking like today? Have you been here for a while? Are you do you plan to go? There's so many different actions that are taking place today.
Incredible amount, right. Even, you know, outside New York as well. All over the world, really. It's an amazing day today. I mean, you know, it's the start of, you know, what I hope is the American summer. But, you know, today I'm here to support the Qatar Army. Tom Morello, Ben Harper are going to be here, lead us down a march down to Union Square, and then they'll perform some songs. We'll have about, you know, a couple hundred guitarists here marching and singing down Fifth Avenue to Union Square. So I'm here to support that, you know. I mean, these guys have worked really hard to pull us off, and I think it's going to be an amazing thing. When we have marches, it's like the Beatles going down the street as it is. You know, people come to their office windows, run out of stores, and they clap and wave.
I don't know what that... Oh, sweet. Someone's just whistling. All right, Dave, I appreciate
lot,
taking
man.
The time. We'll
appreciate
be in touch. So let's see.
Today.
We've got the... I don't know if they have a specific rank in the Qatar Army, but they, they've got a couple of guitarists over here, and they're trying to get the...
Mic check!
Please!
Come to the center! We have some very important
announcements!
To make!
About Qatar!
Now you should know that we're on the opposite side of the park where the real mass of people are, but there's a fairly large, sizable group of people here, part of this Qatar Army, and they are getting ready to start their march. So it just gives you a sense of the amount of people here that we're actually in the. And now everybody's just sort of waiting to hear.
My name is Alfonso. And this is. Goldie.
We are.
Two of the.
Organizers.
Of the music working group. Thank you all for coming today. We are going to make a few important announcements about today's action. First, as most of you have
boxed in here, but we'll hear
a colored armband
that corresponds to a section of Qatar Army. There are seven different colors. For seven different sections. Each section has a section leader. Your section leader.
We're going to try and
standing right
next now, but it's interesting to see how this is coordinated. How you coordinate several hundred guitarists to march down the streets of New York City and, I guess, play songs.
That matches the strap on your arm. Does that make sense?
There's a lot of guitarists here. There's a real lot of guitarists here. And, Let's see, over here. Oh, and Tom Morello is being interviewed over here. And, yeah. He's over here, and he's surrounded by a mass of people. I don't know, maybe I can get in there, but it's a little bit crowded. But Tom Morello is here, and he's talking about, presumably, what he's doing here, what the Gitarmi is about. And, oh, it's Fuse. Well, what are you going to do? So as you can hear in the background, they're going over the instruction for the Gitarmi, and we're just standing on the perimeter of a group of people around Tom Morello. Well, we'll try and get him on the program. And because he's being just completely surrounded now by folks. And so I don't think we're going to be able to get in there at all. Although I did meet him and that dude who's doing his press stuff right there. So, all right. Well, you know, Tom Morello's here, and we'll try and get him on the program in the future to talk about the Gitarmi. But and so we're at now the east side of Bryant Park, which is basically right behind the New York Public Library, and which is on the, we're not quite at Fifth Avenue because we're behind the library. The library opens up to Fifth Avenue at between 40th and 41st Street. Excuse me, 40th and 42nd Street. And so we're going to head back to the other side of the park and see if we can't get a sense of what's going to happen. There's some kids who have drawn some stuff in the future. Yeah, do you guys want to tell me what's on your sign there?
In the future, I hope there will be a better world.
Oh, that's very nice. How old are you?
Seven.
Seven? What's your name?
Sunny.
Sunny? That's well done. I like how you used a bunch of different colors there, too.
Thanks.
And what is that picture of?
This is a windmill, a solar panel, and I don't know, I forget what this is called.
It looks pretty cool, though. You get a little water power, maybe, huh? Hydroelectric? You're a pretty good drawer.
Thanks.
Do you want to tell me about your picture? No? Okay, I understand. All right, well, it looks pretty good. Thanks, guys. I hope your signs come true.
Right? Good lesson today in democracy and freedom of speech, right? That's why we're here.
Good job, guys. Keep up the good work.
Say thank you.
Bye. I seriously contemplated bringing Mila down here this morning. I don't know if I could have swung that, and I hate to have her see me. She could have co-hosted the show. I hate to have her see me meltdown on the when I'm trying to set up the mobile gear. That's not pretty. Nobody wants to see anything like that. So the Gitarmi is still sort of prepping their stuff. We're going to head back over. We're now on the north side of the park. Basically running along 40th Street, and all sorts of Gitarmius around here, and it's quite a scene here. It's not you know, it's not too crazy, and right now we're walking basically along 40th Street, and there's not many people assembled here. They're at both ends of the park. One end, the Gitarmi. The other end is where all the booths are, and it seems to have gotten a lot more crowded over there as well. It also appears that one of the marches is coming in now. I don't know where they've been, but they're coming in from the north side of the park, and so I can see them across the green, and they're pouring into the park. Yeah, you can see them walking down 42nd Street and entering into the park on the north side. A pretty large array of people. And so we're just making our way down here. and it's people are just having fun and hanging out, talking to people. Give me a little lull here, folks, but I'm walking and talking, and that, of course, is, you know, that's all my synapses are having to fire to do both of those things simultaneously. Matt is, of course, shooting video for his archives. More guitarmerists in front of us, and wading now into a big crowd of people. And the march, the protest march, is now sort of entered into the square, and I guess sort of breaking up. It's pretty crowded in here. See the National Legal Guild of Lawyers, who are observers. You know who they are based upon their bright fluorescent green hats, so that they can observe during the protests and document any instances of police abuse. All right, let's see. Now, we're sort of hemmed in here because it's pretty... I think the numbers have basically doubled, at least, since we were here 15 minutes ago as we walked around Bryant Park. And literally, we're standing on the outskirts of sort of plaza near the fountain and can't really move. I'm trying to find a sort of place we can break through the crowd here and just walk through, give you a sense of just the energy here. Let's slide in through here. And people are coming back, like I said, from one of the protest marches, a bunch of different protests leaving from Bryant Park. And aquí estamos y no. Didn't see that. And, so you have people, you know, sitting down, just a lot of folks eating, talking, hanging out, and I'm going to keep walking around here and see if we can't find some of the people who've come in from the march. And I think people are just getting geared up now for the guitar me to start their march. And you know, one of the things I've also noticed is that microphones get heavy after a while. They get a little heavy. If you see something, say something. Hello, I'd like to report my government. And someone's taking a photo of the. What is it? Oh, well, this is it's a majority report.
Oh.
It's and what are you doing here today? Why don't we let's take this opportunity?
I just came with a guitar to, you know, be and see, feel the good vibes. You know.
Yeah, and so are you going to march with the guitar me?
Yeah, I'm unclear as to where and when that happens.
Well, they're assembling down at that end of the park.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah, I was like, where's all the guitars?
Yeah, no, they're down at that end of the park, and
what
I imagine... I'm not
station?
Sure. I'm sorry?
What number is that FM station?
It's not on FM, actually. It's on AM in Washington, D.C., but you can get it at majority.fm online.
Nice.
So,
nice. So you came up from D.C.?
No.
You're here?
Yes.
You're a remote reporter on location?
Yeah. I think that's, yes,
nice.
But we actually do our show from New York. So,
sweet.
Yeah,
well, I'm
so going
to go find the other guitar people. I'm looking, you know, for a friend.
I understand.
They're everywhere, though.
Yes, they're everywhere. The guitarist's over in that corner. Good luck. Have
Thank
fun.
You.
Oh, I didn't even see your guitar in your back. There it is. All right. I don't know how I missed that.
Very it's, covert.
Yes. As you can see, I'm an extremely observant reporter. Did you see her guitar there? I didn't see it. It was sort of hidden by her back. She was wearing it you know, a lot of these guitarists have it strapped on their back, and so there's a lot of guitarists walking around, probably not even aware that the Guitarmy is on the other side of the park, trying to get a good vantage point where we can see some folks, but a lot of people, you know, sitting down, hanging out, having lunch. I think we're about to wrap up the program for today, folks. So, I mean, hopefully we've given you a sense of what's going on here at Bryant Park. The Guitarmy is about to head out. you know, it's just a lot of people hanging out. It's, you know, it doesn't have the exact same feel as Zuccotti because, in, you know, Zuccotti was much more sort of packed into a smaller space.
And it was like there was a town outline in Zuccotti. You could find who you wanted to find.
Yes, exactly. There was, you know, you literally had small pathways and sort of almost tiny streets. And here,
oops,
you know, of course, they're just essentially occupying Bryant Park for the day. And so, all right, well, I hope you've got a sense of what's going on. It's going to get, today is going to be pretty crazy, and hopefully tomorrow we'll have some folks on to talk about it tomorrow on the program. Also, an interview I did yesterday morning with Senator Russ Feingold, brief interview on Citizens United. He has, of course, started up the organization Progressives United, and so that promises, I think it was a pretty good interview. I think you'll enjoy it. We'll listen to that one tomorrow. And hopefully we'll get an update on what's happened here. So until tomorrow, folks, check out all that's going on online. You can stream it in various places. Occupy.com, I think, should have information. Occupy.net.
I think OccupyWallST.org has the full rundown of at least the New York events. OccupyTogether.org, I believe, has a full, like, link, like a full, like, blog roll, I guess you can say, of all the different Occupy movements where you could find their events.
All right, folks. See you tomorrow. Oh, let's go end out on some music here.
I'd take a strength I got to get to where I want, but I know somehow I'm gonna get there. I wasn't looking when I just got caught between the truth and the light bulb. But finding out won't make me feel any better. Yeah, I know meds are gonna kick in, and my pilot light shining bright. I guess somewhere the choice was made for the option where you don't get paid, for the road that bends before it finally breaks you. I guess somehow I lost my drive between the 101 and the 5. Know how far the detour takes you. Yeah, I know the clock is ticking, but the man's